Gee, yeah. That is interesting. I've never heard about that. Kind of a ferry then.
Well, I've been across town.
Well, I learned something new.
And the boats, you can use those paddles. You see, paddle a boat. We did. We crossed. We crossed some boats too.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
You mean there's several covers. There's a. I call them the. If it's feathers, you have to use a ticking.
No. Now this is. Oh, I mean, what you put outside the ticking? What you just drop the pillow into, and you have to change them every now and then.
Case, pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that certainly is a pretty what?
Necklace you have on.
Okay, but if you wanted to say a pretty something of beads, what would you say?
Those are beautiful beads you have on.
Yeah, but would you say a string of beads or a pair of beads? Or
pair of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other?
Beat him up.
Okay. Do you have another expression that's maybe a little more colorful than that?
You mean when they get in a fight?
Oh, like walloped him or whooped him or... something like that. Tromped him.
Or getting what was coming. Or something like that, okay. Yeah.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he squats down on his...
You mean back, this would be the calf.
Yeah.
There's
another term sometimes people use just specifically for when people squat down. He squatted down on his...
Hunkers or all fours.
Okay.
Hunkers.
Hunkers.
Yeah, hunkers.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Oh, we got some right here. Stingy person. I call them stingy people.
Well, do you have any other words? Like a penny pincher or a skin flint or anything like that? Or would you just call him stingy? A tightwad?
Yeah, that'd be all right. Well, we got them. Don't say nothing.
would you say tightwad for me so I can get it on the tape?
Yeah.
Say
tightwad.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say he really looks what?
He really looks bummy to me.
Okay. Now, would you use a different word if this were a woman instead of a man?
Well, I don't know. Would they? What would you say about a woman? For they would shaggy.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he really is...
dressed up.
Okay. What would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say...
spry.
Okay, that is certainly you, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I can get along very well.
You know what your grandson told me?
Huh?
When I came up to the house, you know.
He thinks the world of me.
He seems awfully nice, really.
Yeah, he lives in back. So that was his wife that wrote me.
Let's see. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very... what? You have a word for that?
A lazy, ambitious.
Unambitious.
No good.
Okay.
No good person. That's what I'd call him.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
A woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the edges of it? You know, instead of walking all the way around, you go straight across. What do you call it?
Well, I'd go across the fields, what I call it. I've got me a regular path out there. I go to the store.
Okay. Well, would you ever say something like going kitty-cornered or catty-cornered?
Catty-cornered. Okay. Catty, that's what we call it. Catty-cornered. Like if you'd start here and go there.
Okay.
You'd be going catty-cornered.
Uh-huh. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say that a car skidded on the ice and went, what, across the highway?